Just hours ago, India successfully launched its first unmanned mission to the moon. Charles Collins has this report.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0, +1.
Yes, +2, the vehicle has lifted off. The historic launch of the PSLV has taken place.
Chandrayaan-1 blasted off from a southern Indian space center shortly after dawn in a bid to show the world that India is a major player in the space race. The Indian Minister of Science and Technology, Kapil Sibal, says that barring any technical failure, the spacecraft will reach the lunar orbit and spend 2 years scanning the moon for any evidence of water and precious metals.
This particular mission of Chandrayaan is a very unique mission because it seeks to investigate the South Pole or the polar regions of the moon, which have not been investigated by any previous mission, even by the United States of America. And of course, there is a belief that maybe there is some sign of water vapor in the polar regions.
This is the third Asian lunar mission in the past year. In October 2007, Japan sent up the Kaguya spacecraft, and a month later, China's Chang'e-1 entered lunar orbit. China has also announced plans for a manned mission to the moon. Indian officials are not shy about saying that one motivation for them is not to be left behind by their regional rivals. The head of the ICRO says that India hopes to put a man on the moon, even before their neighbors. I'm Charles Collins.